And we're back here on In Focus News Radio, KMAN, talking with folks from Manhattan Parks and Recreation. We're going to take a little bit of a shift in conversation here, talk about the animal shelter. We have Bryce Polk, Animal Services Director, and Brandon Sokol, Animal Control Officer. Folks, thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. And something interesting, I want to, before we get talking a little bit about some of the discussions we have here on the list, I did want to note some of the things I was seeing in the annual report, or I'm not sure if it's really the annual report, but it's like the services report for the month of January for things going on in Parks and Recreation, particularly the animal shelter. I was noticing there's a little bit of a drop-off in animals placed, but there's also a drop-off in incoming animals. So it seems like that's just a corresponding situation.
Yeah, so we're doing things a little bit different. Instead of just taking in everything from everywhere without question, we're trying to work efficiently and based off of ordinance and our jurisdictions. So, you know, we'll talk a little bit more about city ordinances and cats again towards the end with Brandon. But just in general, doing managed intake and trying to make sure that those animals that are coming into the shelter are truly going to benefit by being placed in the shelter and providing resources that are out in the community, as well as pet retention. You know, we have our community food bank where if somebody feels like they just cannot take care of their animal and provide it food for the month and they feel like, oh, I got to get rid of my dog. It's like, nah, you know, we'll give you a bag of food. You know, we know times are tough. You know, just stop in whenever we're open. No
cat litter, blankets. I mean, we've got all kinds of supplies we get donated from the community, mm-hmm. and we like to share that back to, you know, people that need it.
Mm-hmm. Well, very good, very good. All right, and there'll be more discussion about this tonight if you want to hear more about the update on how services have gone at Parks and Recreation. 4:30 p.m., City Hall, cityofmhk.com/TV, cost cable channel 3 is the place to check that out. Other things going on around the animal shelter include a neonatal kitten training class is offered this month, which is actually interesting to me, having raised a infant kitten myself. I know that's a tough job and needs some help.
Definitely. You know, it's tough just being a citizen and taking one into your home, you know. You can only imagine how hard it is for staff trying to care for animals and bottle feeding neonatals around the clock. It's just not possible. So the neonatal kitten training, we're doing this Friday, the 11th, 1 p.m. It will be on site at the shelter, as well as Saturday, this Saturday, the 12th, 11 a.m. on site at the shelter. And then the following Friday, the 25th, 4 p.m., and it'll be online on our Facebook page. We'll just kind of go live. We're going to talk to the community, you know, about neonatal kittens, what to do if you find one. Once you find one, you know, do you leave it with its mother if there's a mother present? If you bring it in, what can you do? Options for those kittens, as well as how to care for them. You know, we're really going to rely on the, you know, our local community this year to kind of step up and help foster these babies. Like I said, we have 12 total staff at the animal shelter right now, and that's on a 7-week schedule. So there's not 12 people at the shelter every day. You know, there's half of that if we're lucky. So the shelter will supply those things, bottles, warmers, crates, milk, formula, you know, that those kittens will need. So this is also a great opportunity to come in and learn how to do those things the correct way and sign up to be a foster this year.
And it's really important to learn if you're going to foster or raise a neonatal kitten like this. Because if you do, you know, they're very fragile at that age. Mm-hmm. And if you do something wrong, if you're not heeding them properly or feeding them on the right schedule, they could quickly die, unfortunately. Right. It can be. So it's very important. If you do run across a kitten like this, this training might be really helpful for you. So also, since it is cold weather today, maybe tap your engine cavity a little before you start your car. Might be a good thing to consider. Other things coming up at the animal shelter include a vaccine clinic, also very important as we enter summer, as we enter breeding season.
Definitely. We had our first one in February. The month of March, we're doing by appointment only. So if you're looking to get parvo distemper or yearly FVRCP, you know, vaccines for your cat or dogs, we're giving those away at no cost, thanks to Petco Love, who donated those vaccines. You can also get your animal microchip for $10. Again, that's just by appointment only in March. April 9th, we're having an off-site vaccine clinic. K-State will be there with donated rabies vaccines, and this T. Russell Wright's Animal Shelter will be donating microchips. So we'll have all the free yearly vaccines and microchips available. No appointment needed. Just show up out at Wayfield Pavilion at City Park.
And a little bit after that 4-9 clinic, you also have an open house coming up in the latter half of May as well.
Yeah, May 28th. It's going to be a fun afternoon. We're inviting some food trucks out, the Hills representative, because we feed Science Diet at the shelter. We're invited some of the veterinarians, like our K-State vets that we partner with. We've inviting RCPD out there, you know, all these places that we partner with and that help us, you know, help the community. So it's just a nice time to come out and see some of the changes that we've done. We're going to be doing 2 shelter tours, so, you know, the community can come see behind the scenes what we're doing, how we have things laid out, and future programs that we're wanting to kind of relate to the community. So,
and is this the first type of open house like this here, or has this been maybe a long-running event?
That's a good question.
Maybe the first since y'all have been here.
It's the first since I've been here. Okay. Yeah. So
what's Brandon? What makes you most excited about this coming up then, perhaps? Or is there an element of this that is perhaps your specialty that you'll be taking part in?
Well, you know, for the events, you know, I'm not going to be doing a whole lot. Usually animal control is, you know, going to be focused on responding to calls from PD. We'll probably be there to assist when we have time. We will be, the shelter will be selling city licenses as well. Okay. So if you are coming there and you live in town, you're getting a rabies vaccine for your animal. If they're fixed, that's $6 for a year to register them. If they're not altered, then it's $24 for the year. But that would be your only obligation there at the event would be to buy the city license then.
And those are important things to do as well. You know, it ensures compliance with vaccine, with rabies vaccinations.
Right.
And it makes sure that you're keeping up with the things you need to keep up with, not just for your animal safety, but the safety of other animals too.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we respond to all the bite incidences that happen in Riley County. So following up with that rabies vaccine information is crucial. That could be the difference between, you know, having your animal spend the next 10 days at a vet facility or doing that with you at home under that observation period. So I think that can definitely save someone a lot of hassle, a lot of money. Then and it's also you're just going to be more healthy for your animal, of course.
And to help them get back home.
Yeah, it helps them get back home. That registry of pet licenses, we use that a lot to try and get animals home. Had a dog recently that the door had blown open, actually. This was just the other day. Similar story. Last time I was here, it's like the dog went, door had blown open. There's a dog running around. I kind of had a feeling this is where it belonged, but I didn't want to just toss this, you know, strange dog into a house and close the door and call it good. So it had a rabies tag. I was able to look up the number that was registered on there in our pet registry and get a hold of somebody. And he just happened to be arriving home from work about that same time. So it worked out great. But, you know, having those tools at hand are awesome for me because, you know, people think that dog catcher is going to come take my dog away. We just want animals at the shelter. It's kind of the exact opposite. You know, if I can get that animal back to you right there in the field, we're going to do that. It saves us a lot of time and resources.
And it saves you reclaim fees.
Yeah.
You know, if your animal is 100% current and the animal control officer can just take that animal right home, you know, you call it good and just say, hey, you know, maybe fix your fence or make sure that your door is locked next time. But if not, and they come into the shelter, you know, it's a $40 to $50 impound fee and $20 additionally a day. So.
And also those licenses, making sure you're kept up on that also makes sure you're complying with city ordinances too.
Right. Yeah. Because you could be facing, you know, a fine on top of that. We're usually a lot better just educating people and getting them, you know, in the right direction. But sometimes it happens.
Mm-hmm. All right. And we're just about out of time here on In Focus, or maybe not on In Focus, but with our time here with Parks and Recreation. And I did want to just circle back very briefly to mention there are a bunch of job openings around Parks and Recreation, from Little Apple daycare staff, camp staff, to seasonals at the water parks, to just parks staff in general. But Parks and Recreation, if you want to apply, there's an opportunity at mhkprd.com. There's also opportunities to volunteer. Go check it out online. Folks, thanks for being here. I really appreciate the time.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, have a great day.
I appreciate that. All right. When we come back, we're going to be speaking with folks from the Flint Hills Area Transportation Agency here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN.